Welcome to Insights and Inspirations for Business. If you are a small business owner, you need this podcast. This podcast will explore tips, commentary, stories, and secrets about how business can survive, change, and have fun in any economy. This podcast is sponsored by Welcome to Insights and Inspirations. I am your host, Kathy Kane, and I'm looking forward to sharing some quick stories, thoughts, and commentaries from the most popular business columns and motivational articles that I've written over the years. In the last episode, I shared my thoughts on Mr. Rogers' philosophy. This episode, I'd like to share some thoughts about my hometown, Trenton, Michigan. Let's get started. We are living in a great time of change. Are things changing at a greater rate of speed than they did before the pandemic? Maybe, or maybe it is just more noticeable. There are changes in our schools, changes in our family dynamics due to political and COVID beliefs. There are many changes in our business practices and even the way we shop and provide for our families. We have learned so much in the past 2 years on how to change and adapt more quickly. In Trenton, we have already seen how new businesses like Vintage Market, Mercantile, and All About Grace have taken leadership to add weekend activities and new events to the downtown area. John McNally continues to build plans for future developments and has stepped up to underwrite the first annual Trenton Winterfest in February. Larry Pineda's granddaughters are leading the change in their family-owned business at the Framery, as our fourth generation Michael and Ben Martinson, who have joined the staff at Martinson Family of Funeral Homes. New restaurants are in the works for the downtown area, and renovations to established businesses are popping, with many Trenton residents leading these new initiatives. In the Trenton Business Association, we've had many new members join, and Cindy Ames and Sherry Gramlich with eXp Realty have volunteered to lead the membership committee this year to invite even more businesses to the group to support business in Trenton. We are creating videos of our members so we can share their stories with the community on a more personal level. In the Trenton Rotary Club, despite the challenges of meeting during the pandemic, the group still raised over $44,000 last year and gave away $36,000 to charities in need, $10,000 in Trenton scholarships, and $26,000 to the Rotary Foundation. They provided STEM toys to the Goodfellows and Salvation Army, worked and served at Thanksgiving dinners for the homeless, rang the bell for the Salvation Army, organized the 20th annual State of the City, as well as a blood drive, shred day, volunteered at the COVID clinic, plus much more. Watching our city council meetings and the process for voting in a new council person to replace Bill Lefevre was really quite a fine moment for our community. I was impressed with the quality of people applying for the position, who really seemed genuine and humble to volunteer for the best interests of our city. The council questions were relevant, the interactions civil and respectful, and I'm proud of the process and those who care so much about Trenton. There are concerned citizens who created a McLouth Waterfront Alliance, as well as a Downriver Waterfront Conservancy. They are creating awareness for the protection and economic development of our Detroit River waterfront. It is great to see how much residents care about our community. Now is the time for the next generation to lead Trenton into our next new normal, and I believe we're in good hands. Thank you for listening to this episode of Insights and Inspirations. If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes and Apple Podcast, and we hope you're able to tune in to the next episode soon.